New game announcement, disintegration, and more coming up on today's episode of Lays and Tech News. Hey Gadgeteer, you're just in time for the latest episode of the world's only 3-in-1 show on tech, gadgets, and gaming news. That's right, this is Lays and Tech News. My name is Taylor Merrick, and if you're new here, hit that subscribe button so that you don't miss out on the latest tech. We cover this stuff on the dailies, so be sure to subscribe and hit the notification bell for that, and wait till you get to a part of the show that you like before you click the like button. And as always, well, comments are open. If you need to get in touch with the show, you can always reach out to us on Facebook or Twitter or at Tech News Gadget, basically everywhere, and except on Instagram, we are Latest in Tech News or Tech News Gadget, even though I'm still trying to figure out how to get that account back. I lost it in a void several years back, and I can't figure out for the life of me how to recover an Instagram account. So maybe one of you listening can help me out with that, because I have absolutely no idea how to get it back. I've sent in requests, believe you me, I've waited for support, and support is quite lax when it comes to big companies providing support, and they go, I don't know what's really going on. So, as for, well, before we get into the show, just want to let you know that we have been nominated for an award. So if you are interested, details about that can be found at podcastawards.com. Not only us, but a bunch of other shows have been nominated, but here's the thing. They need your vote, and it's free. It only costs a couple minutes of your time. Head on over to podcastawards.com, register for a free account, and there you can nominate the favorite podcasts, at least, that you listen to and that you feel deserving of an award. They have numerous categories. They have a political category. They have business category. They have a people's choice category. They have a technology category. We're listed in the technology category, Latest in Tech News, if you'd be so inclined, along with a bunch of other categories. I think there's like dance and maybe like outdoor stuff, travel, food, bunch of categories. So if you are one to listen to podcasts, and I know a bunch of you are, you're listening to this as a podcast right now outside of those of you watching on YouTube. So head on over to podcastawards.com. Nominations are open till the end of this month, and then it goes into the voting stages. So this is where your nominations are crucial, because that sets up the slate for who is going to be voting on what shows next month. So, podcastawards.com, there's a simple plug for that. And as for the news that we'll be covering today, we'll be taking a look at Disintegration. It's a new game just coming out. We'll be getting into that. We'll also be taking a look at, well, Google making yet another social network. They just don't stop, do they? Also, there is a tennis game hidden in Google right now, and here's how you find it. And finally, we'll be taking a look at Steam's new customizable AI tool that scans your playtime and tells you what to buy next. To which I say, no thank you, I will be on Epic Games Store if I am interested in buying a game. I just feel there's more value for the games that I buy on Epic than Steam. But be that as it may, I don't have any did you know facts. Those will be coming shortly, but let's head on over to Today in Tech History. All right, today is July 11th, 2019. On this day in history, in 1979, the first American space station, Skylab, re-enters the Earth's atmosphere and burns up after plans for keeping it in orbit fail to materialize. Fragments of Skylab fell around Perth, Australia. Unfortunately, there was a casualty. It did kill one cow, but in its defense, we do have to say it had it coming. Cows have been largely responsible for burning holes in the ozone layer due to their flatulence. I'm not making this up. Stop laughing. I think it's funny. I guarantee you there's somebody out there listening going, it's not funny. It's serious. Cut it out. I'm not one of those people. There was only one casualty, poor cow. I'm sure it was beefy. Anyways, also on this day in history, in 1976, K&E produced its last slide rule, which it presented to the Smithsonian Institution for, I guess, safekeeping and put out on display, I'm supposing. If you didn't know, back in that time, the common method of performing mathematical calculations was the slide rule, but it became obsolete, you see, with the invention of the computer and especially its smaller handheld sibling, the calculator. And now basically everybody has a calculator. If you have a smartphone of any kind, heck, even the flip phones have a calculator on them. So basic, so simple, so easy. See you later, alligator. Didn't miss you sliding out the door right there. So with that out of the way, let's get on over to today's feature story. Speaking of feature stories, did you hear about the new game that's coming out? Well, a co-creator of the Halo series announced a new game. It's a new studio was developed as well, called V1 Interactive, led by Halo co-creator and former creative director at Bungie, Marcus Leto, announced Disintegration, a sci-fi first-person shooter. No other information about the game itself was shared, though a full unveiling will take place later this summer at Gamescom 2019. And I have a teaser trailer here. It's 45 seconds of literally looking at this spaceship. So you're like, sci-fi first-person shooter kind of reminds me of Halo. What could they possibly do? Is this going to be some kind of Destiny game? Halo game? I'm not sure. The opportunity to create not only a new game, but this entire studio has been exhilarating, said Leto. The team at V1 is comprised of game development veterans, including designers and artists from games like, get this, Skyrim, Destiny, Halo, EVE Online, Shadow of Mordor, and more. It is great to be able to share what this amazing team has been working on, and we can't wait to introduce this new game that our team is building to the world next month. And it's about all you need to know. Gamescom is, yes, held in August. So no platforms were specified. The announcement confirmed that they are targeting a release date within the calendar year 2020 during Take-Two's fiscal year 2021. So it'll probably be late spring to all the way stretch out to the holiday season as to when we could see this game possibly coming out. And as for the announcement, the only thing we ever got in terms of YouTube videos or the video that we're looking at right now, it's not playing, by the way, in case you're wondering, is a spaceship of sorts. It looks cool. The engine looks good. The details and the graphics rendered okay. The lighting's kind of cool. It doesn't need to be too squeaky clean, but I guess if you're teasing something, this is the way that you do it. And then you say more information will be unveiled later. So speculations now wildly abound as to what we're actually going to be looking at here. Is this going to be an Anthem quasher? Will this be a Halo reboot, but a little bit more fine-tuned? Will this be a Shadow of Mordor set in space? Will this be the better version of Destiny mixed with Skyrim? Who knows? We'll have to find out. Pure imagination is what I got to say right now, but obviously the team knows what's going on. What do you guys think this game is going to be all about? I'd love to hear your thoughts down in the comment section below. Let's get some conversation going on this, and hopefully we'll hear more news, being that as well, you keep an eye on the latest news happening. Now that we've mentioned this game, Disintegration, we'll probably be keeping an eye out on it when it comes out at Gamescom next month. So no need to fear. We'll be covering it. We'll be figuring out what's going on and announcing the latest. So yeah, with a bunch of people, hopefully they already know what they're doing. It looks good. So far as I can tell from 45 seconds of literally looking at a spaceship. But that's all we can say at this point, basically. Let's get on over to the next story, shall we? All right, well, Google apparently can't quit trying to make new social networks. You see, Google has a problem. It's never made a successful social network. But you do have to give them some credit for never giving up after the shutdown of platforms like Orkut, Google Buzz, you remember that, and Google Plus, and the shuttering of messaging services like Allo and Google Wave. It appears that Google is testing out yet another social network, this one called Shoelace. Nope, Not even kidding you. Developed by Google's experimental Area 120 product development workshop, Shoelace is a hyperlocal social networking app available on Android and iOS that aims to connect people based on shared interests in specific events and in-person activities. In short, Shoelace looks like a social network that encourages people to spend less time on their phones and more time doing something, anything, in real life. We'll see how long this lasts for. I'll have to see there. With Shoelace, users are able to create loops, like the loops on a shoelace, get it? Which are essentially listings for events that can be shared with others on the app, with the side goal of possibly helping people make a new friend or two. Conversely, if you don't have any of your own events to suggest, users can designate their interest in a variety of categories, which Shoelace will use to recommend a number of hand-picked activities the app thinks you might like, so you won't have any excuse for saying there's nothing fun to do ever again, unless you live out in, like, butt crack of nowhere, in which case it's like, I can make an event with me hanging out in the back burning a fire. I don't know. And then, like, you have your own self, and you invite yourself, and there you go, you have a fire all by yourself. I don't think it's designed for that. Obviously, I'm being sarcastic. It's mainly seems to be targeting cities and suburban areas for the most part, but we'll have to actually see what happens. As I was reading the article, I was thinking, like, you mean it seems to be like a little bit of a mashup between like Swarm / Foursquare and Meetup, you know, where you have meetings and events and you can promote them around in your local area? But you don't get any credits or points for checking in, so that kind of defeats the gamification purpose that Foursquare Swarm is built on. So we'll find out. The article goes on to say users will also be able to create profiles so they can share some tidbits about themselves, learn about others in their crews, and make it easier to organize and plan for upcoming events. Okay, right there, the branding naming should not have been crews for the groups. It should have been soulmates. Get it? Okay, I keep reading this article, I'm gonna lose it. According to Shoelace's listing on the Google Play Store, the most recent update to the app added the ability to share loops using a hyperlink, something that would make it even easier to spread the word about upcoming events. Unfortunately, Shoelace is currently only available in one place, New York City. So if you're listening from there and you're from New York City, probably have a good shot at testing it out. Google says its goal is to bring Shoelace to cities across the U.S. in the future. Google is even taking requests for suggestions on places it should bring Shoelace to next. And even if you do live in or near NYC, access to Shoelace is invite only for now. And, well, as fun as it is to poke Google for past failures in the social networking space, amid growing concerns that time spent on platforms like Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, YouTube, for that matter, you do have a social network, it's called YouTube, you idiot, is having a negative impact on our lives, it's kind of refreshing to see a social network whose main purpose is to encourage people to spend less time on said network and more time actually doing things. Yeah, like Foursquare, Swarm, and Meetup, and all the other sites do already. We have plenty of options to choose from. Please just add another one to the mix. And even if Shoelace doesn't make it in the long run, don't be surprised to see many of its features and ideas incorporated into Google Maps or another Google service in the future. So that's all I'm going to say about that. And if I say any more, I'm seriously going to start kickflips or something. We'll find out. All right, moving right along. Speaking of Google, well, as much as they like social networks, they also like apps, and they like games. And there's a tennis game hidden in Google right now, and here's how to find it, in case you're listening to this or watching this right now and you want to play tennis for some odd reason. I don't know why. Google loves a good Easter egg. From, Douglas Adams references to the search results for Askew being just a little bit crooked, get it? There's all sorts of stuff hiding in the search engine if you know the right thing to type or the right buttons to push. The latest edition, a fun little tennis game hidden within certain search result pages, is in honor of the Wimbledon Tennis Tournament. With Wimbledon wrapping up this weekend, though, this Easter egg might not be around for very long, so if you're interested, you're going to have to hop on a ball right away. It's not too hard to find, but it's just tucked away enough that most people probably won't stumble upon it accidentally. Here is how to find it. Do a Google search for Wimbledon scores. See that purple box that pops up? Okay, see the nav bar that says men's singles, women's singles, men's doubles, women's doubles, etc. Grab it and drag it all the way to the left to scroll to the end. At the end, past mixed doubles, is a little tennis ball icon. Tap that and the game should fire right up. Once you've got it up, it's pretty much Pong minus the paddles. Move to serve, then try to get your player in front of the ball to rally it back and forth. Not sure if it's possible to actually get the ball past a computer player. Haven't seen it happen yet, but just successfully returning the ball will get you a point. Once you miss the return, it's game over. It'll work on both mobile or desktop, and it's actually a heck of a lot easier to play on the desktop, so keep that in mind. So if you guys are all excited about that, well, there you go. And if you're interested in the links into the articles that we covered today, those can be found in the show notes by heading on over to technewsgadget.net. And speaking of cool things, let's just say, if you're listening to the podcast and you're like, is there a video that goes along with this? Yeah, there is. Head on over to youtube.com/technewsgadget. And vice versa. If you're watching this on YouTube going, oh, I'm on the go all the time, I need something. Do you guys do a podcast so I can listen to this if I'm driving or on the go and I can't like watch? I mean, you're not missing too much, but if you want to be able to listen, I happen to listen to a lot of my podcasts that are also available as YouTube videos. So yeah, we do have podcast features available for that. Essentially, open any podcast app that you enjoy the most, use the most, look in the search bar, type in latest in tech news. I guarantee you'll find it. With the final article today, we have some information on that. Steam has a new customizable AI tool that scans your playtime and tells you what to buy next. Just days after the end of a summer sale that laid bare many of Steam's issues with helping people discover new games, well, Valve decided to announce a new section dedicated to experiments around discoverability, video, machine learning, and more. It's called Steam Labs, and the first bits of mad video game science to emerge from it are a little bit promising. For now, Steam Labs has three active experiments: micro trailers, an interactive recommender, and an automated daily half-hour show about games. Micro trailers are pretty straightforward. Steam presents you with a selection of 6-second trailers organized by genre, curator selections, or other categories. If you're intrigued by what you see of a particular game, you can click to visit its store page. Seem to be inspired by long-running Twitter account Steam Trailers in 6 Seconds. Just rip that one off, a proven and useful game discovery tool. The automated show is assembled from similarly brief clips of games, but with multiple micro trailers for each game assembled in a quad display set to music. I guess the author tried watching the first episode, got bored a couple minutes in, given that it was basically a micro trailer feature, except wasn't really in control of any of it. The goal originally was for Steam to automatically generate voiceover descriptions from game store pages too, but then Valve remembered something. Robots are weird. Yeah, in text-to-speech tests, the computer-generated voice we used sounded a little stilted, so we tabled that for a bit, the company wrote. Haha, don't worry, we're working on it though. The main event of this impromptu lab tour is easily the interactive recommender. It's a neural network model that is trained to recommend games based on a user's playtime history along with other salient data based on, quote, many millions of Steam users and many billions of play sessions. But it's not just an automated list of games. While it initially crunches numbers by chewing on your most played games, you're also able to tell it what kinds of games you want to see. The majority of, well, at least the author's most played games, for example, are RPGs like Divinity Original Sin 2, Witcher 3, and Fallout New Vegas. But you are able to adjust sliders so that you can see progressively more or less niche and newer or older games. With the sliders alone, you can configure it so that you can get a selection of intriguing games across a bunch of genres, many of which you might not even know about. In addition, you can also restrict games by tags. Initial response so far from both users and developers seems positive, which is a far cry from the torrents of doom, gloom, and confusion that have followed recent Steam announcements. Valve notes, however, that these tools are a work in progress, and some might never escape the lab's blue-hued blackness to see the light of day. Some of them may turn out great, they wrote. Others we may toss out. We hope that this will be improved with your feedback and go on to be a part of Steam. This is the way of Steam Labs. And then they, like, sucker-punched, like, a frog, and the frog's like, ribbit! And it looked cool. And I was like, oh, wait, that was a trailer for another game. No, but it actually sounds like an interesting feature. I do got to give him credit for that. And we'll just have to see how it works out. Obviously, it'll be some time. Hopefully, they make some good choices. But seeing as how you can adjust the sliders to be within what you do or don't want, and those sliders you can adjust at any time, you can actually find new games, old games, a bunch of variety of games. So, good features all around there. If you use Steam, if you're interested, go have a look at it. Let us know what you think, and I'd love to hear your thoughts, so be sure to leave a comment. And with that out of the way, that wraps up this episode of the Latest in Tech News. Thanks for tuning in, guys. New episodes every weekday. The Latest in Tech News can be found on every major platform, including Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, Stitcher, Overcast, and more. If you enjoyed this episode, let us know by clicking that like button and leaving a comment. Also, double check that you are subscribed and notified so that you don't miss the next episode. I'm your host, Taylor American. Remember, for the latest in tech, gadget, and gaming news, visit technewsgadget.net. Pretty much, keep being awesome, guys, and I'll see you on the flip side.